Drive Live, we have Natalie Lindo-Taylor to my left in front of me directly here. It is Nick Rago from TeaBreak.com. What a pleasure.
Always good to be here.
Nice to have you in, particularly when you come with food. Your cookies are, I've got to tell you, Nick, and I'm not joking here, I think, I genuinely mean this, is a future in some kind of food truckery for you.
I
don't know.
They were delicious, though, in fairness. Absolutely divine.
Oatmeal raisin cookies. They
and
were
flourless.
Splendid.
Flourless, yes. Yeah. For producer Michelle, who is MIA today, but she's actually not MIA. She's upstairs enjoying a bag of said cookies. So if you guys need more, you know where to go find them.
I think we've got no chance of getting any of those back from Michelle.
I think she's had four already. So, yeah, I was like, pace yourself. Nope, not happening.
If you continue to shame her shamelessly live on the radio, you may get another cookie. You never know. Catherine Tex, stuck in traffic on the road, Abu Dhabi to Dubai from before Al Rahba exit. Tailback is very long. Catherine, thank you for that. We're aware that there was a major accident there earlier on. Raza, also thank you for your text. Shohan texted in. We're talking about drones just now, how they're going to be used in fire situations. Don't forget, Shohan says, RTA drones are going to be carrying passengers across Dubai's skies from June this year. Are they? Is that going to happen? Is that actually going to...
I think it was that was something they were showing at I think one of the government that the government summit recently, and it was something they were looking to investigate into. I don't know if that's going to happen, but we have to stay tuned.
Okay, well, let's see. What are we going to start with? I reckon we start with some rubbish Kickstarters today.
We've got
two of these, Nick. I was listening to these earlier on. We'll hear a little bit in a moment. Let's begin with this.
Rubbish Kickstarters.
Here you go. Let's go with the first one then. So, oh dear. Banish uncomfortable flying with the Dream Sling.
You know words. Yeah, this is the Dream Sling. It's the world's first sling pillow for travelers. And I know we've kind of talked about in on the show before these kind of travel pillows and how they, you know, you put the horseshoe around your neck and try and be comfortable in flights.
Yeah.
And we saw one a few weeks ago where it literally looks like a straitjacket where you strap your arms in and it supports your neck up and everything. So this one's something like that. It's basically the same kind of U-shaped pillow that goes on your neck, but then it's got another bit of fabric that you rest your arms in across your chest. And then that's supposed to make you sleep comfortably, I guess.
It says it's fighting the purpose of gravity. So part of your arm's sticking up, your neck's going the other way.
So Natalie, use the correct words. It uses redirected force and gravitational force with the weight of your arm to actuate the microbead pillow to expand and support the head.
Exactly what you said there.
Yes.
Which that was what I was thinking.
You
yeah,
will
absolutely.
Hear from the inventor now.
Aloha. My name is Aaron Higa, creator and designer of the Dream Sling, the very first sling pillow. The Dream Sling is unique because it redirects gravitational force to help support your head. Using your arm's weight, it pulls the reinforced lining, pressing down on the spandex microbead pillow. The pillow expands, conforms, and comfortably supports your head. The tear-shaped design is unique because it allows free movement of your neck and provides a chin support. Many other travel pillows sag over time. Donut pillows, the horseshoe pillows, they never work. And all the other more exotic travel pillows are too squishy. It can make you feel like you're being choked. Another advantage to the Dream Sling, you have a place to rest your arms. The Dream Sling is multi-purpose. You can pretty much use it anywhere.
Here's the list.
You can use it for air, bus, car trips, hiking, camping, sporting events, Black Friday, concert tickets, movies, cramming for your midterms or finals, overnight hospital stays, emergencies, and more. I hope to also bring the Dream Sling to the military for the personnel who are out in the field and stationed in other countries.
I'm so glad
Can I just say, for the military, why are you going to be smothering the opposing people with a pillow or something? Like, what is this guy even thinking?
He gave
achieve?
Us a nice picture of the hiking usage in action, though. That was quite bizarre.
Yeah, but the guy who's hiking is wearing black socks and sneakers, so he just... No.
That doesn't work for you.
No.
No, it's remarkable. I'm not sure of the Black Friday relevance there, but this
is
essentially...
Well, if you're waiting in the queues, though, you know these people that queue up overnight the night before for tickets or for sale, you know, big ticket items, they're kind of... Yeah, I see where he's going, but it's just...
It's insane.
Rubbish. Don't you feel, though, he's thinking, right, what can I use this for? I just think he Googled it. Applications for pillows. And that was a Google
answer. Copy-paste, yeah.
And it was a cut-and-paste thing. It's a remarkable thing. It's a little bit like the standard kind of travel pillows you get cushion things.
But worse.
But with a strap-on.
Yes.
As it were.
Yeah.
Okay. So not a 10 out of 10 for that
one. No, even with a strap-on, it's just not doing it for me. But yeah. I think I should stand corrected, because 62 people actually believe that this wonderful pillow with the strap-on is a wonderful idea, because they have pledged $5,668 to make this happen. But they were looking for $25,000. So with 11 days of funding to go, I really don't think they're going to hit their goal, thankfully.
Probably not. So that's the first one today. We'll come back and listen to another Kickstarter, which is another remarkably interesting piece of audio in a moment. Ali's texted in a question for you. We'll think about this while we take a quick break. I'm looking for a compact, lightweight laptop, long battery life. Any specific models other than the 11-inch MacBook Air worth considering? Your thoughts much appreciated, Ali. We'll think about that during the break for a moment. If you have a question for Nick, and it's of a tech nature, get it through. 4001. You can call in if you like, 423-1010, or you can use the free app to text for no money.
This is Drive Live
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
We're in the Tech Clinic at the moment. Actually, we're in the rubbish Kickstarters moment of the Tech Clinic today. The second one coming up in a second. And this is interesting, I think, to you, if you want to save the environment and reduce waste. It may not have that effect on society, I think. Nick Rago is here from teabreak.com.
Hello.
We'll come to that in just a moment. But while we're on an environmental theme, he segued squeakily.
Absolutely perfect timing there. Yeah, if you've been listening, you will have heard about our EnviroServe Dubai Eye 103.8 Entrepreneur Awards 2017. And what we want to do here is celebrate the best and most innovative entrepreneurial successes in society. So we've got three categories for that. So have a think and see if you fall into any of these. So we've got Leadership Awards, there's Community Awards, and the SME Awards. So have a little thinking. If it's not you, maybe you know someone who might be great for this award. So you can register on DubaiEye1038.com for this. So that's DubaiEye1038.com. And it's an amazing opportunity for you to showcase you or your business, or if you know someone else, point them in the direction and tell them to get involved.
Yeah, we're talking to another SME at 6:10 this evening, Beehive. More details from one of the founders of that particular business. Catherine texts back in. Traffic eases, opens at Al Samha. The car accident is already cleared, though, so that should be slightly better. That was, I believe, heading towards Abu Dhabi. That was what Raza was telling us earlier on. There was an accident in that direction, but of course it does mean in the other direction as well, I suppose, rubberneckers, as that is cleared. That's the one serious issue that we've heard about today. There's also quite a lot of traffic on the E311, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road, from around about Arabian Ranches all the way past, if I could just check online here, Falcon City of Wonders, and it ends up just before the intersection with Dubai Alain Road, which is Silicon Oasis as well. Any updates, 4001 via the free app or 423-1010. Always appreciated. Now, saving the environment, reducing waste, Nick Rego, with a glass straw. That's your next rubbish Kickstarter.
Yes, because I've always wanted to put something hard and breakable in my mouth.
Right, so
terrible.
This is one of those things. I tell you what we'll do before you run into how this works. Let's hear from the lady behind it.
We make reusable glass drinking straws of all different shapes and sizes for all different kinds of people. Our product, I like to think of it as it's a functional piece of artwork. So instead of just being a plain piece of glass, we can make them decorative or different colors. And so you're using something that is meaningful to you and is beautiful as well as functional, and it replaces something with plastic. I like to say is if you want to get more water into your diet, it's just to stick a glass straw in there and we can guarantee that it will taste better. Okay, we've only been around for about 3 years, so you're not going to see a lot of people have them and like giving them for gifts. You get a great surprise out of somebody when you give it to them, and it's simple. So it's easy to go to the store and just buy some plastic straws, but you're also throwing them all away. And you have to think about how many straws are going into our landfill nowadays. The health benefits of using glass versus plastic, not only are you going to ingest better liquids if you're trying to, but you also are eliminating the plastics in your diet.
So on the face of this, you think, well, it sounds like a good idea. It's a functional piece of artwork. Mm-hmm. It saves the planet. You don't need to use as many straws. You could give it as a gift to somebody. It'd be a nice gift. She doesn't sound thoroughly...
To be fair, if someone gave me a straw, I would probably... Yeah, do things with it.
Yeah, that's a reasonable point, yeah. I think. She doesn't sound thoroughly convinced by the product. That's what I noticed. But there's something in that.
How do you clean a glass straw? Can someone text me now? 4001. How do you clean a glass straw? If somebody can send in a competent answer, I will personally
I will personally
back this project. How,
Easy. How do you clean a glass straw? Pipe cleaners. Or dishwasher.
Have you ever thought to yourself, you know what, I've just had a wonderful milkshake, whatever, I should go and wash out my straw.
No, but you know, in fairness, in those milkshakes you get the metal straws that are reusable, don't you? They're quite thick, because milkshakes are quite thick, so you can't use normal straws.
Where'd you get a metal straw?
Yeah, there are, if it's a really, really thick traditional
metal
shake.
Straw?
Mm-hmm. Do you?
Yep. Yeah,
I want to know where Natalie is drinking her milkshakes from.
Have you seen those, like the glass cleaners for sort of quite long and narrow ones? So you could just have a micro one. I felt when she said save the environment, we've all seen those awful pictures of straws getting trapped in animals in a deep fine. Yeah. So she, you know, fair enough on that point, but she lost me with it being a creative piece of art and being inspired and having a moment.
That's exactly, if you look at the photos of this thing, and they've got like small hearts and like small turtles on them that they've added and things. So she's trying to make it look artistic, but again, just... why?
It's a straw. Yeah.
It's a straw at the end of the day.
Although, there is probably a place for this. If you sell, you know, these with little designs on turtles or whatever it is, mm-hmm. unicorns maybe, mm-hmm. that would go down well at the moment, mermaids, that kind of thing, and you put pipe cleaners in there as part of the package, that might be something. What do you think about that? Put that in your pipe
and clean
it.
All I will say is that if you do back this Kickstarter, your glass straw comes with its very own carrying case. So imagine you go to like a fancy restaurant or your friend's house. You're like, oh, let me just get my glass straw out there, ladies and gentlemen. Like
Are they raising any money?
Well, they're looking to raise $2,000 to somehow make this magical dream a reality. They've raised $380 so far.
That's part of the way.
So I hate to shatter their confidence, but with 22 days of funding to go, I don't think they're going to reach it.
Sure, they're not listening. I wouldn't worry. Nasrat texts in, cleaning with a tiny brush. Rashida texts in, cleaning a glass straw would be difficult. Actually, it could be risky as well, because it could crack.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Frank has got a very, very good suggestion here. Hot boiling water, the same way baby's bottles are sterilized. You don't need to be a tech genius to figure that one out. Ooh.
Frank also says, shell out the money, baby. Which I liked. Quickly, Matt texted in, traffic no access from the D65 onto Alkale Road northbound. That's due to an overturned lorry. Police and civil defence are on site at the moment. Matt, appreciate that text in. Thank you very much. Let's go to the lines. Text lines for you. I asked you this just before the break, Nick. Have you thought about this? I'm looking for a compact, lightweight laptop, long battery life. Any specific models other than the 11-inch MacBook Air worth considering? What do you reckon?
Only because I played around with this recently. If you look at the Lenovo Yoga series, they've got, I think it's both 700 and 900 series of laptops. Very good, very versatile, because you can basically bend them the whole way around to turn them into like tablet mode and things like that. So they start from the 500 series and they work their way up to 700 and 900 series, obviously going up in specifications and prices. HP as well is pretty decent. They've just released a new Pavilion lineup as well, which does the same thing. Again, you can rotate it around, very lightweight. So that's something you should be looking at as well. So that's my recommendations.
Okay, and there's another one in here. I had an answer to this. I'm not sure. Tola says, hi guys, looking to buy my 8-year-old a laptop. Any recommendations? My recommendation would be, give your 8-year-old your old one and buy yourself a new one. What about that?
You know what? That's a very good recommendation. I stand behind that.
Thanks very much.
But in case, Tola, you don't have a laptop to hand down to your 8-year-old, I'd recommend buying something that isn't too pricey. So you can definitely look at both HP again or Acer. They have some very good budget-friendly entry-level laptops you can give to your 8-year-old, because you want something that's a little bit more durable, not necessarily touchscreen, but just something that can get the job done. And so if something happens to it, you don't feel too bad about it.
You can get some really good small, like mini, I don't know how big they are, 8-inch screen, something like that. They're all mini little laptop things.
Yeah, some of them,
800, 900
yeah, some of them are quite good, like the older netbooks as well, if you can still find them. Those are quite good as an entry level introduction to computers as well, to small kids.
All right, lots of people texting in about the pipe, the straw, I should say. It's not
I
a
know.
Pipe. With instructions on how you can clean a pipe, Nick. So
lovely.
I think this may take off.
I think so too. I've just had a quick look online, and these straws that you all mocked me for, stainless steel, wide smoothie straws, offer milkshakes or smoothies or big frozen drinks, and they come with like a mascara-sized brush that you clean the straws out with.
This is like an art project. Stop making life so complicated. It is a straw. That is it. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't need, like someone's texted in, clean it like you would clean a pipette.
Yeah.
No, you just drink through the straw and you forget about it.
No, that's interesting. Dip it in the water, place your finger on the top and pour it out from the finger side. So you create a vacuum and the water comes in, then you let the water out. I mean, that's a way that, that's time honored.
I'm going to get up and leave the studio now.
Yeah, I know. Well, we weren't mocking you, by the way, Natalie, just now. It wasn't
that's debatable. Yeah.
That's still to come.
But it's true, yes, I'm looking forward to it already.
Yeah, that will be on in a moment. Rahul's asking, I wish to buy a MacBook for the office, mailing, browsing purposes. Any suggestions? Well, MacBook is what you've said, MacBook?
Yeah, so look at the MacBook Air. Yeah. Done and dusted, yeah.
All right, then. There was one other, we'll think about this for a few moments. Here you go, this is a little bit more technical. Neville's asking, CCTV DVR at risk? Because in case of a break-in, chances of taking the recorder high. How can you record in a remote location like the cloud? We'll come back and ask that to you, Nick, in a few minutes' time. Tech Clinic continues. Nick Rago is here from TeaBreak.com.
No matter your preferred communication, stay in touch with Drive Live, only on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Nick Rago is here from TeaBreak.com.
Niles. Tech Clinic.
That's what we're doing at the moment. You can text in Nick a question if you'd like to. 43 10 10 is the number to call him on. 4001, the free app to text through if you have something that you want answered. If you just want validation and you like MacBooks, you could do that as well if you like.
Or you'd like to share a cookie recipe, maybe.
Maybe, that's a possibility. Iman texts in, this is interesting. I need a very powerful laptop for video editing and making class videos. I know a desktop's better, but I don't have an office or a quiet place, so I'm always on the run. Most laptops only have 16 gig of RAM. Do you know a more powerful one? Can you recommend something that would do all of that?
Honestly, my best answer would be to look at some of the gaming laptops because they pack a good graphics card, a good amount of storage, a good amount of RAM. So if you want to use it for video editing, I think that's what you need to go for. So the easiest thing to look at are models from Asus. They have the ROG, which is the Republic of Gamers line, specifically for gamers. Look at Asus ROG models, look at Acer Predator, and even MSI. All of these three brands do gaming laptops, and I guarantee you they're just as good for video editing as well as gaming.
Gaming laptops, though, are generally a little bit more expensive, aren't they?
Yes. So if you obviously want to be doing a lot of hardcore video editing on this laptop, you are going to have to pay a little bit more to basically afford these things. But I think in the long run, if you want to be editing on the go, these are the laptops you want to consider.
Okay.
Okay, we've had a text in from Warren. He said, is the Apple AirPort, the latest model, any good? Also, can he access info remotely, like a cloud account, or is that only for via Wi-Fi?
Warren, I think it's only via Wi-Fi, but I'll double-check and I'll text you back. Don't worry about that.
All right, then one more thing here from earlier. We mentioned this just before the break, Nick. CCTV DVR at risk in case of a break-in. Chances of stealing it are high. How can you record to a remote location, the cloud?
So the only way I think that I know of that you could do this is if you've got a NAS that has inbuilt support for these surveillance cameras. So
a NAS.
NAS, sorry.
I'm lost.
So network attached storage. So okay. A lot of these modern NAS systems, for example, from Synology or QNAP, they can interface with IP cameras, which act as surveillance cameras around the house or wherever it is. And instead of writing directly to the NAS system, it actually uploads to the cloud directly. So if you can get a NAS implemented with the IP cameras, then they can upload remotely without having to store them anywhere nearby.
Okay, here's one from Lisa. Missed a recommendation that you made earlier on, similar to something we were talking about just now. Looking for a small, light, compact, low-cost workhorse, not a Mac, says Lisa.
So we were recommending basically lightweight laptops that had a good battery life. So look at Lenovo's Yoga series, and also look at the HP Pavilion. They've come up with some new models as well that are worth looking at.
There's an LG one I bought last year for my wife. I think I showed it to you. I can't remember, but it was gold. It's
13-inch
screen.
I think it's the LG Gram.
Yeah, which is... Yeah. Which weighs
Literally nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. It's unbelievable. It's very, very cool. Loves it. It's really good. Wasn't that expensive either.
Yeah.
$3,500, $4,000, something like that, I think. Which, for the spec of the machine, that's also, I like that. I might steal it off her. Where in Dubai can I find an iPad stand or a clamp that can be fixed bedside? Alan's asking.
Honestly, these you would expect to find like the Apple Store and stuff like that. But if you visit these small kiosks that sell you these random selfie sticks and things like that, I guarantee you'll find stuff there. Or even go to Al Ain Center in Bird Dubai, you'll definitely find a one or two stores that will sell you something like that.
Okay, any questions, send them through. Usual numbers apply. Nick Rego is here until 6 o'clock tonight. So do you want to get into the Hotmail debate now? Is that...
Before we have to. This has to be addressed and the people listening need to weigh in. So... Obviously, no. You know, for people listening, and the way the show works is I always send in my topics, so we kind of know what we're talking about. Everything's good. And, you know, lovely producer Sally, who's running away from me, she said that Natalie's coming in today and we're going to be sitting and hosting. And then I just happened to notice in the email chain that Natalie, ladies and gentlemen, still uses a Hotmail address.
He's, by the way, Hotmail snob.
And I need to turn slightly to my right here to address Natalie face-to-face. Because I need you to give me three reasons why you still use Hotmail.
Okay, so in all honesty...
And the reason I've had it forever does not count.
No, that is the reason. So the reason is I remember very, 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 very long time ago, I was in some class in school or something like that, and they said, right, you need to set up an internet email address. And this was all when it was quite new and fangled. So I just used my name because I couldn't think of much. And I found a name that would work for me. And I set up on Hotmail and I thought, well, that's fine. And it's done me fine all these years. So I've just never changed it. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, I think I don't know. You're very snobby about
I am extremely
Hotmail.
Snobby about
Hotmail. Why is that?
It is literally the worst and most hacked email service on the planet.
But so far, I've been fine. It's been a long time. And then what happens? So if I do want to change... So what would you first of all suggest I should change it to? So
literally anything.
But then what do I do? So I've got like things that I've stored in there and emails going back for a long time.
Yeah,
I have to use a program to change
No,
all these
pretty
people?
Much every decent email service, whether it's Gmail or anything else that you want to do, use your own private email and things like that, they have options to import all of these emails. Even going back years and years and years, you can import all of it in.
Okay.
And it just categorizes everything and it's done. Sent items, inbox, everything. It's
but then
all
do
there.
I have to send my contacts a new email address?
You can set up a forwarder and just say like, okay, for maybe 6 months, everything that reaches your Hotmail address goes straight to whatever address you've set up, and then eventually just disable that Hotmail address.
Cool.
I'm going to quiz you really quickly, okay? So you opened the Hotmail address, you know, eons ago.
Yes.
What was the size of So I mean, now our Gmail inboxes are like gigabytes and gigabytes, like 30 gigabytes and things like that. What was the initial size or the maximum size that your Hotmail inbox could be?
I have no idea. I've never pushed it that far, so I've been able to send audio and video, and it's not been too much of a problem.
No, I'm talking back in the day. So when Hotmail first launched.
I can't even remember setting this up. I just remember it being in school.
Do you know what I like about this is... Natalie was in school when she set up a Hotmail. I was about 50. That's what gets me. I wasn't, but you know what I mean.
I think it was like 2 MB was the maximum size your entire inbox could be in Hotmail.
Yeah. I have one more confession now this thing.
Do you have an AOL account? Do you still use like ICQ?
I feel like
carefully.
It needs to be tech
MSN
clinic
Messenger.
For me.
Bring back MSN Messenger. That's based on it. Go on, Natalie. Come on.
I'm one of those dreadful people that have lots and lots of unopened icons on my email thing as well. So I have a tablet and, yeah, my friends and family are shocked because there might be 14,000 unopened messages because it's
popular.
So old.
No, yes, because it's Hotmail, so literally every person on the planet has your email address. That's
but
what happens
it's
with
like
Hotmail.
I've got messages from 2002 in there. I probably could do with clearing them.
No.
Do you know, I think Sally's going to attest to this. Let me just bring you in, Sally, for a second. But you email me lots of things, don't you? Because you're telling me to remember this. I just delete everything these days. And you always say, so I sent you that last week and I don't know, I can't find
it. Or this morning.
I sent it to you 5 minutes ago. I must have deleted
have
it.
Have you read it?
Because I always think if I delete it, I've dealt with it, which is probably wrong. But it's interesting because it's the way you deal with your email and what you're happy with. This is the thing. And I know, you know, there are newfangled email, Gmail, loads of people texting about Gmail, for example. Rashida says, I still use Hotmail. There you go, Nick. But if you're comfortable with something and it's fine and people know it, then, you know, it still works. And Hotmail is now Outlook.com as well, isn't it? So,
which makes things even worse.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Not keen on that.
No,
either.
Actually, I think it was live, your live email address that got transferred over to Outlook.com.
Okay.
So Hotmail is still very much an independent entity. Okay. I could be wrong, but I don't care because it's Hotmail.
Okay. Goring says Hotmail has email suite. Very handy. Says
I have just discovered that, actually. I have just discovered that I can sweep. Like,
it's probably aimed at people like you. Let's be honest.
But the icons do not offend me. In other areas of my life, I'm very, very organized. But I think in my job, I've always had a work email, so that this was just sort of a secondary account that I didn't really worry so much about. So, yeah, that's where we are.
Sarah texts in and says, what about Mail City?
What's that like? That sounds like it's from back in the day.
I think it was. It's like ringing some old bells. But like with Yahoo, GeoCities and things like that, all these terrible... So, okay, so the takeaway from this is that Natalie is Hotmail, I'm not impressed, and we're going to move on with our life.
All right, so I think we've done that, haven't we? Now, Frank's texted in. In fact, there are two questions here. Rahul's texted in. Aren't Dell... what are Dell like these days? You only really talk about HP and Lenovo.
Yeah, I find with Dell, they are still a good brand, but I find that their focus is more on the enterprise level market. So I don't see a lot of product refreshes from Dell from the consumer point of view. I definitely see them on the enterprise segment getting stronger and stronger. So that's why I think a lot of times on the show you'll hear me talk about other computer brands, but not so much as Dell, because I think their focus is, while they do have a couple of good consumer products, their focus is very much on enterprise marketing.
Okay, thanks, Nick. I will check the NAS option, says Neville. Thank you for the answer, Nick. Frank texts in, question for you, Surface Pro 4, I seem to lose the mouse pointer when I use Chrome, but not when I use Edge. Check the forums, no real help there. It happens when I have both browsers open. Have you heard that before?
I haven't, Frank. Sadly, that's just the way the Surface kind of, I guess, make use of the mouse, because it is, you can either use it on the touchscreen, or you can use the mouse or pen or whatever you're using. So it just is a flaw of Chrome, I'm afraid. So there's no real fix around it. Just maybe don't have both browsers open.
Okay, let's go back to email for a moment. Two questions for you. What's the most secure personal email? Umang is asking. And then Zayip, I think that is. My Hotmail's deactivated. Is there any way to reactivate and get my old emails from it?
So if your Hotmail's been deactivated, then I think they automatically delete all of the content in it.
Okay.
So you can't retrieve it. So there's really no point in you trying to activate it. I mean, I think it's like if you go back to them within 15 days, you can reactivate it and get all your data back. But if it's over 30 days, you can only reactivate it to enable the email address again, but you won't get any of the emails back.
Okay, and the most secure personal email in your experience? Somebody, but before we get to that, by the way, what are you saying? Hotmail is great. Got hacked on my Gmail. I've had my Gmail hacked a couple of times, actually. Never on my
Yeah, but your
Hotmail.
Password's 1234 Tim.
not anymore.
In some sort of
not from
variation.
20 seconds time, it's not.
So most secure personal email, I think it just depends on what hosting provider you kind of host with, because, like, for example, I've got my own personal one on my domain, and I host that with GoDaddy, and that is again routed through another email service. So it just depends on which kind of service you want to look for, because a lot of times these hosting companies are very secure with the way they handle email, and you have a lot more control over spam filters and things like that. So I think just look up what hosting provider is kind of best bang for your buck in terms of email services, and just go for that.
Okay, more questions for you, Nick, in a couple of minutes' time. Nick Ragos here from tbreak.com on the Tech Clinic.
We want to hear from you. Find us on Facebook. Tweet at Dubai1038FM.
Can't believe I just impressed you by answering your questions.
I am genuinely impressed, Tim. That is well done.
Yeah, Ubuntu, the operating system, which is, of course, based on the architecture of Linux.
Fantastic. Natalie has no idea what we're saying.
No, yeah, I'm happy that you knew what he was talking about, though, Tim. Absolutely impressed that you knew that. And Nick's just like, well done. Everything
I have
say
raised
isn't
you well.
Going out
Young
the
grasshopper.
Getting them back for Hotmail. That's what it is.
Nothing wrong with it.
We had a question in from Anil, actually. So you're going to text Anil back. But the question was this. It just needs a little bit of thought. Old iMac, DisplayPort similar to the Lightning port or Lightning Bolt. I guess that's Lightning port. I also have a Surface Pro 4. Can the iMac be used as a monitor for the Surface Pro 4 using a Lightning Bolt to Lightning Bolt cable? We'll think about
that.
Yeah,
we'll
that.
Let you know.
We'll
text you back,
back,
Arnold. Don't worry.
Here's one from Tahir. I bought a Samsung S8 Plus, was previously using an iPhone. How can I transfer my WhatsApp messages from iPhone to Samsung? I don't want to lose them.
Yeah, Tahir, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but because the way that WhatsApp stores messages on Android and on iOS are two different ways, I don't think there's a way you can transfer them across easily. So unfortunately, you're going to have to let that part of your life go. There is like a few bits and pieces of software that will basically try and draw convert the messages in the Android file system over to iPhone or vice versa, but it is a little bit tricky. So the short answer is, sadly, there's no easy way to transfer them from one OS to the other.
Okay. Well, that's a shame. We've got one in from Omar. He says, "Hi, Nick. What do I do with my ancient gadgets like a 10-year-old laptop, mobile phones, that kind of thing?" And I think, you know, we've all got a drawer somewhere in the house where we've got a load of old phones or some of the things that we don't use anymore.
Or Hotmail addresses.
Can we stop with the Hotmail, please? So, yeah, he wants to know, what can he do? Can he make any cash from these rather than just chucking them away or recycling them? Is there something that he can do?
I mean, I think if they're very old gadgets, getting a lot of cash for them, I don't think is very feasible. I think the best thing to do is there are environmental agencies that will take them and actually recycle them, format them, and then use them in other parts of the world where they need laptops, desktops, mobile phones, and things like that. So if you want to make a quick buck out of it, then Dubizzle is your answer, but don't expect to raise a lot of it. If you'd like to just give them away to charity for free, then there are services you can contact to do that.
All right. We're also working with EnviroServe at the moment. That's what they do. They take apart these things.
Amazing,
and they
yeah.
grind it down. You're not going to get money for it. It's for recycling environmentally. But that's one thing. Here's Robin. Tips, please, to improve the signal of my Wi-Fi installation in my... Ooh, three-story villa. I'm confused about routers.
On the palm.
Exactly. And extenders and other gizmos to improve the signal. What could Robin be thinking about?
Robin, I'm sorry to hear you have no Wi-Fi reception on your private beach, but we'll try and fix that. the thing is that with a three-story villa, that is a lot of coverage you want to try and get around to. So the best thing to do is to almost have a router or repeater on every floor. And what that does is basically amplifies the signal or basically broadcasts a new signal to whichever floor you're on, so you get the maximum number of coverage. You can look at devices from, I know Google has come up with their own version of a Wi-Fi router that basically is exactly this, where you can put these devices in various points in the house and it basically intelligently talks to each, they talk to each other to basically make the best kind of Wi-Fi network. Linksys also has come up with, we talked about this on the show a couple of weeks ago, they've come up with a new router. I think it starts for about $1,299. It's a bit expensive for a router, but just the coverage that thing provides and the way it creates the Wi-Fi network is very intelligent, very different from traditional Wi-Fi routers. So that's something you can look at as well. But yeah, that's basically my advice, is just get routers on every floor that that are able to amplify the signal and you should be good to go.
Okay. Final question, then we'll get back to some of the topics today. How good is the GPD Pocket Ubuntu laptop? And is it available here? Alan is asking.
Hey, Alan, thanks for the text message. It's, I think, still, it's basically on, or it was on Indiegogo. I don't know if they funded it or not. It's literally just a lightweight laptop that runs Ubuntu. So honestly, Alan, I think it seems decent, but I would just be happier getting a regular laptop that you get off the market and putting Ubuntu onto it myself, because it's very simple, very easy. Just go to ubuntu.com. You can download a USB installation kit, plug it in, and away you go.
And we have one more text here with no name on it. They say, look, I've been hacked on my Facebook. They're asking me to reset. I've forgotten my password. What can I do?
If you forgot your password, that's exactly what the reset is. So if you click on forgot password, it'll send you a password reset link to the email address registered for your Facebook account, and that should be able to help you reset.
Okay, let's look at some of the topics that we haven't got to. We've got almost no time left. Cool feature you did this week, turning a regular dumb TV into a smart TV.
Yeah, because
with five devices.
Yeah, so basically, well, you can there are five different ways you can do it. Real quickly, so basically, a lot of people think that they want to get the latest and greatest TVs out there to, you know, have like a lot of apps and watch Netflix and things like that. But if you've got a perfectly, you know, well-functioning 42-inch or 48-inch TV at home, you don't need to chuck it out. You can get some of these devices. So really quickly, we looked at Google Chromecast, which is great if you've got an Android device. You can just remotely throw Netflix, your Chrome browsers, your even mirror your Android tablet or phone and play games on your TV. I reviewed something called the Xiaomi Mi Box, which has apps on it. Again, Android-powered. You can run Netflix. You can run YouTube games on it as well. You can plug in a console like the Xbox One or the PlayStation 4. Again, great for gaming on the couch as as well as looking at apps like Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, etc. The Apple TV is also a great choice. And my kind of favorite for the hybrid gamers and couch surfers is the Nvidia Shield TV. So that, again, is a device where you can install apps to play, you know, games and watch movies and things like that. But if you've got a GeForce PC in your house, say in the bedroom, and you want to play video games on the big screen, you can stream from your PC directly to your TV using this device, which is very cool.
Okay, I just have a WD. Is it Western Dynamics? Western Digital.
Yes,
and it,
WTV.
Was another way of kind of turning your TV, making it a little bit smarter. Let's do UberX. We were talking about this yesterday. I think it was announced yesterday. This is a 3-month trial, is it not? But it's possibly a cheaper way to hail an Uber.
Yeah, so it's only a pilot program at the moment. So they're rolling out to a couple of users. So essentially, if you want slightly cheaper fares from Uber, you can now, if you have the option on your app, you can opt for an UberX car. And I think you can get around for as low as about, I think, starting from overall price like $80, $12 or something like that. So it's really, really cheap compared to the cars that are on the road at the moment. And I think, you know, it's an interesting business model to kind of work here in the region, given that people are always jumping on public transport and taxis and things like that. I think Uber is doing the right thing here.
And they've kind of set this up as a use it or lose it thing. If you don't use it during this trial, the likelihood of it remaining is not very high.
Exactly.
Okay, so if we can move on to the Apple story. So they've decided to make iWork, iLife, GarageBand and lots of other apps free for Mac and iOS users without them having to update software that they've had previously.
Yeah, this is really good because a lot of these programs they range anywhere between $5 and $20 before. And Apple has finally decided, okay, you know, these are some things that people really use and utilize, and so we're just going to start rolling them out to users for free. So, I mean, GarageBand I love, and I bought for making music, and it's fantastic. And I think I paid like 20 dirhams for it or something. So it's still money well spent. But I think for any future people who want any of these Apple products, they're fantastic and they're free.
What kind of music did you make? I'm intrigued.
It's on my YouTube channel.
Is it really?
It is, yes.
Did you have a particular style?
Everything under the sun.
Is it as good as your baking?
Just
moreover?
No rap. You know what? It's quite good. It's quite good. Just don't expect to be rapping anytime soon.
There are hidden depths we've never explored. There are more questions here. We'll get back to Rahul. We'll get back to Sharon
in a few minutes.
We'll text you back in a moment. One thing I wanted to just bring up, the Samsung S8 is making waves. I know you've been playing with it, but the 10th anniversary iPhone sounds a lot like
this thing. S8. Yeah, this thing. I mean, they're looking at a very, very thin bezels, almost like the S8. They want to get rid of the home screen. So basically, rather than having the fingerprint scanner at the back on the side like other phones, Apple actually wants to put the fingerprint scanner on the screen itself, so you can touch anywhere on the screen and it'll be able to scan your thumbprint, which is amazing.
Ooh, nice.
So a lot of these things we've actually seen in Android phones and also most recently in the Samsung S8. So it's gonna be very interesting to see how the 10th anniversary edition of the iPhone is shaping up. And what's even more exciting is we're going to see it hopefully later this year.
Busy Tech Clinic today. Nick Rago, much appreciated. Nice to see you.
Thanks, guys.